Hi, this is Ewan here from Carousel Radio, and this is me dressed in my school uniform.
My name is Davert. I'm a troublemaker like Dennis.
Davert, stop doing that!
I'm Stuart. Me and my girlfriend Gail used to go to the same school together, and I'm still with her now, for many years.
Welcome to Carousel Radio. This show is all about school days!
Expect quite a lot of noise.
You know that new sound you're looking for? Well, listen to this.
What the hell is that?
What's that sound? What's that sound?
Okay, so what's that sound this month is on this theme of school. So all these sounds are related to things that might happen in school. So let's just play through a few and you can tell me what you think of them, okay? Mm. This is our first one.
I can say both them. It's like the programme when the kids are at school. They're saved by the bell as well.
It sounded like a fire alarm because my fire alarm went off this morning.
What does it sound like to
you? Well, often we get these fire checks and stuff to make sure that everyone's all right, and they send you out. And they're also now they have to cover your ears for that. It can be quite noisy.
Did anyone have that sound at school when it's
yes.
time to finish a lesson or start
yes,
another one?
Yes,
yeah. If it runs over a longer period of time, you know it's a fire drill itself. But if they do it half a one, then I know it's a drug spell.
Did you say drug spell, Stuart?
Yeah.
Or does that...
Because some people in schools have to have their medicine at a certain time, and they have to do a bell for that.
Oh, when, and that happened in your school?
When I was at Hangleton Junior and Infant School, there were 6 bells for inside play or 2 bells for outdoor play.
Shall I play you what the bell sounds like nowadays for children who are in school now sometimes?
Yeah.
Put in.
That's bad.
I think it sounds like a noisy ship horn or something. Like that.
Yeah. A ship horn.
And it's just...
Oh, if you're at school and you heard a massive ship horn telling you to come in for class...
I just go, oh, I'm scared!
That's it.
Any other ones?
Those are all the ones I have, Stuart. Unless you'd like to do an impression of any others that you know of.
I know.
You know,
life out of people.
When the teacher comes out with a big, like an old-fashioned bell, they use that and they ding-a-ding-a-ding-a-ding, and then all the kids go back in.
Should we play the next sound?
Yeah.
Okay, see what you think of this one.
Oh, children are playing outside.
Yeah.
I remember the games I used to play.
Hopscotch,
that was one. Basketball.
Yeah. I've got another sound here of a game.
Ah, the clapping game. Is it? So like one... No, not clapping hands together. Because there used to be a game called Tic-Tac-Toe, didn't there? Because I remember that quite well.
So what happened in Tic-Tac-Toe?
It used to be a rhyme, didn't
it? Tip-tap-toe, when I get to home. But the hole, when I get to home. Like that.
That's your version.
Yeah, my version. I can't remember the real version.
Sounds like hymns being played. Yeah, they're singing hymns. I used to do that when I was a kid.
And me as well. What do you remember about singing at school, Fran? Do you remember what hymns you used to sing?
Praising, praising, praising till the sun goes down.
For his bright and wonderful, and Lord God made the fool. That's what we sang at the school, at my very old school.
We had, when I was at school, primary school, we had a teacher who used to tell us off if you weren't singing well enough. And she used to really shout us and say we were a disgrace to the school if we didn't put enough effort into singing hymns. I tell you what, if we'd have booed her, then I dread to think what she would have done.
Did you have school assemblies where all the children got together in one room and started
That's when it was Christmas time and started singing songs for Christmas.
We used to do that.
And stuff like that.
Did anyone have assembly at the start of every single day?
Yes.
Yeah, every morning we go into like a hall. We have benches all down one side. At one side, the teacher comes down, the headmistress as well. The headmistress was sitting right at the front, say, "Good morning, everyone," and everyone say, "Good morning, headmistress."
Did headmistress used to say, "Good morning, everyone," and we all used to say, "Good morning, Mr. Clark. Good morning, teachers. Good morning, visitors. Good morning, friends."
Should we have the last sound?
Yeah, the last sound.
Okay.
Ooh, that's loud.
I used to do that at school.
What do you think that sound might be?
Repeating words. I remember I used to do French, and we copied a French teacher what she used to say. That she used to say, "Rouge is red," so we said, "Rouge."
So you used to repeat what she said, and that's how you learn.
I remember, I said, "Au revoir, à demain." It means "see you tomorrow" in French.
Thank you, everyone. Class dismissed.
Yay!
Watch that sound!
How to Get Through High School by Johnny Schachter. The first step is to smash a high school locker room while everybody is watching. 2. Put your lunchbox in your locker for a month. By then, it will mold. 3. If your art teacher happens to be a female, grab her in a bear hug for an hour. That will make everyone really happy. 4. Light cigarettes during class in the classroom. Laugh when people start coughing. Point 5. Go up to your English teacher and say, "I am going to breathe on you." Then breathe on her. Point 6. Go to the chemistry lab and using instructions, create H2SO4, which is sulfuric acid. This smells like rotten eggs. Number 7. In the high school cafeteria, throw your lunch at the principal. Number 8, when the teacher tells you to keep quiet in English class, read out loud D.H. Lawrence's Lady Chatterley's Lover. 9, tell your biology teacher you want to practice biology during this time. 10, tell the principal that lunch is your favorite subject. When I went to senior high school, also called Strathcona, I missed the records that were released during that time I was going there. They were Bob Dylan's album Desire, Goat's Head Soup by the Rolling Stone, and Walls and Bridges by John Lennon, and Red Rose Speedway by Paul McCartney. I have a very strange memory from high school. I don't know if it would be appreciated. But one day in the chemistry lab, we were fooling around where we weren't supposed to, and we created H2SO4, which is a sulfuric acid, and that smell of rotten eggs. And it went right through the whole classroom. Everyone was really, really awful. I miss my old high school. When I went to senior high school, they were the best years of my life. And I had a really good time, and I miss all my friends from senior high school.
Carousel Radio, made in Brighton. For Brighton, from Brighton.
This is a poem by Fran Reynolds, and it's called a TV poem. I wish I was in Post Moonpat to drive the red van and be with Jess the cat. I wish I was in Playdays to meet Dave Benson Phillips. I wish I could be in Rosie and Jim to steer the boat. I wish I could be in Playbox to be on the TV. I wish I could be in Pingu as I love penguins. I wish I was in the Jetsons to go to space. Well, my favourite show is Postman Pat, because when I was a kid, I loved it. It's about a postman whose name is Pat, and he delivers posts to people all over Greendale. And he's got a black and white cat called Jess. It was 3 o'clock, it was on BBC One, and it's still on CBeebies, but different series, now I still watch it. And my second mum, Debbie, she knitted me a Postman Pat toy, and a cat as well. I loved it because it's got some of my favourite episodes. I really liked the songs in it. I'm going to play a bit of a travel music. Here it goes.
I like the show of Funhouse. I watched it when I was 8 years old. After school, that was. It was ITV, and people do gunging and splatting things on your faces. And I like the go-karts coming into the Funhouse.
Grand Prix race and a crazy chase to win lots of prizes. Now here's the guy who puts the fun into Funhouse, Pat Sharp.
Pat Sharp is coming out of the go-kart. He's got a silly hair. Because I liked it, I do fun things.
This is an art attack? This is an art attack? This is Art Attack!
My kids' show was Art Attack. Because you get to see all the things you want to see. Like, you get to see them doing paint, you get them to see them do poster paint, paper mache models, that sort of thing. Using proper paint. And bigger Art Attack on the floor, as you get to see them as well. But they make pictures out of them. Some of the art I copied, like on paper, like they tell you, like you get a plastic bowl and you put PVA glue over it and cover it in all in plastic, you know, those food bag things. Put all that over it and then start doing paper mache over that. Once it's all dry, you paint it and then you take the original bowl away, you've got your own bowl. But it was a good program. And it used to be on CITV every week.
Yeah, so my favourite show was the Teletubbies. So the names of the characters were Tinky Winky, Dipsy, Lola and Po. In Teletubbyland, quite far away.
Over the hills and far away, Teletubbies come to play.
One.
In a sort of a house together made of, sort of dome-shaped, I think. And occasionally, because their favourite food was tubby toast and custard, tubby custard, of course. Lots of voice trumpets, so once I'm nursery rhymes, they did lots of nursery rhymes once in an episode. It kind of got me started really as a little kid when I was younger. Lola was my personal favourite, because she's quite nice, she's quite adorable, quite nice. Got a nice thing on her head.
I would have still been in my younger days, so I would be on the computer, and I used to have a game of that when I was young. We used to play it together with my younger sister, Bronnie, who's still with me.
Dipsy.
La la.
La la.
Ho.
Ho.
Teletubbies. Teletubbies. Say hello.
Hello.
I think watching these kids' shows actually brings back the old memories. Stuff like Art Attack, you know, all those ones, and Teletubbies in the 20s as well. They've brought back old memories.
Some people love watching children's cartoons when we were younger as well.
Some of the TV characters might make you laugh as well.
Basically, it's education to those children, basically. Maybe they're learning to talk, maybe, especially for three-year-olds, help them to talk and learn how to count, that sort of thing.
11, 12, 7.
The kids nowadays should learn how to behave in the correct way and not in the wrong way. They might learn this by watching the kids' shows in very small steps.
In kids' shows, if you behave badly, you get sent to your room.
When children behave very badly, they be grounded, not allowed to watch their TV.
You bad children, go to your room!
Got told off, couldn't watch one of them. I couldn't watch anymore because it was too bad and it was too rude, so I wasn't allowed to watch it anymore. It was embarrassing bodies.
Embarrassing bodies?
Yeah. And I got banned. And I got banned for watching it for long.
Okay.
That was an adult show, Embarrassing Bodies, because they display a bit of nudity.
It was so terrible that now they stopped it now.
On this show, it's all about school days.
So, my name is Fran. I had school dinners on a Thursday and had packed lunch the rest of the time. Stuart liked burgers and chips but hated spaghetti bolognese. Ewan had a sandwich box with Milky Bar sandwich kit. In Ewan's sandwiches were jam and Marmite separately. In the break times, we had milk or water. Davit had no packed lunch but had school dinners. Davit's favourite is spaghetti bolognese, and he wasn't allowed any sugar.
What's your worst childhood memory, Chad?
When I was a little toddler.
Who's your best teacher?
I remember one good teacher, but he was headmaster. And I was one of the naughty ones. And they put me in the baby class because I used to rip up books.
Oh, no.
And to be honest, they just wasn't very nice to me, so my mum took me out of there. I was in a pushchair at the time, and they left me out somewhere in the rain. And my mum flew straight up to school and she took me out of school. And there was another time where she put me in the school in Hampshire, but it didn't last very long because she drove up the road, she saw a group of cows, and she was hoping even cows get to keep their babies. So the next day, she took me out of that school.
My memory was when I was at Downspout School, we had this great storm of 1987. The hall for the actual school itself was leaking of rain. It was too dangerous to go and use the school because it was badly damaged and most of it was fenced off. It took us a couple of days to go back to normal before we could use the school because they were doing building work to make it all safe again so we all can go and use the school again, which was good. And I still remember that, and that storm will still be with us forever.
I remember when I was at Hangleton Park School and I was on the climbing frame apparatus and I fell over and hurt my arm. My nanny called my mum to take me to accident and emergency in Brighton and I had a sling on. It really did hurt.
When I was 9 years old, I was climbing trees and I climbed the same tree over and over again. I ride on my skateboard. I try and do the stunt, went forward and I slipped, went on my back on the concrete floor. My mum told me not to do it again. Later on, my skateboard snapped. I stopped skateboarding.
It was Christmas and Father Christmas went to go and see him, but I sat on his lap and pulled his beard. And then I went home and went, Mum, Father Christmas is not real. I pulled his beard and she said, I've got something to tell you. They hire fake Father Christmases because the real Father Christmas is working in the warehouse fixing all the toys. Wait till Christmas Eve and then you'll find the real Father Christmas. And then my dad made me go on NORAD, Track Santa, which is the military do this Father Christmas and gets to travel all the world. He said, look at this 3D world, and they're flying from one country to another. You get to phone them up and they go, yeah, he's on his way. So I believed it for years.
I used to ask my mum for Mars bar and she used to get them for me. And I do like those, actually. Bounty bars is the ones I like best because they're quite softer, and Twixes. But Kit Kats, I'm not really a fan of those. No. And penguins are too hard as well. What? Oh. Didn't like those.
The first memory that I have of school days was we used to run an old touch shop with Miss Cosham, who was one of my teachers at the time. She also used to do allotment club. And then in the mornings, we'd do breakfast club in the morning where Joe said, oh, you and you can listen to the radio. We can't do it without you. Maybe that's a lie, I'm not sure. And I remember one moment where she put the Eagles on, Life in the Vast Light, and everyone was like laughing, so I was dancing to the song. It was so good. I just went completely mad. One of Dad's favourite bands as well.
My favourite teacher was in primary school. She was lovely. Because we found out I had a disability, and she used to be so nice to me. She used to be like my helper, like in my classes, and she's always come up to me and ask how I was, and she used to tell me like stories because her mum like worked there as well, and sometimes she used to be a sneaky treating for me without the other children knowing, because I used to go out of the class, so she used to like sneak treats in, like sweets, and nobody would know.
One teacher let me scrabble out of the cooking bowl a load of chocolate one day at school when no one else was around. Yeah, I just went for it.
When I was young, I said to my mum and dad, I am going to walk to my godfather Martin's house. I went missing and wandered off to my nanny's house. My mum and dad searched for me.
My best memory was when I was younger, I used to climb the trees with all my friends, and we used to make like little clubs and secret codes and all the like. All in my street, everybody used to like hang in as a club, and we used to ride our bikes up and down the streets and try to not fall off our bikes. We had the silliest passwords to these like secret clubs in the tree. Like nobody would be able to come up in this tree till they knew the password. All day, like with all my friends and like it was used to be like all different ages as well, because where my street was, they had all brothers and sisters as well. Like to our parents would say to us, come on in, you come dinner time.
Yeah, so my memory is when we used to play swing ball, we used to do rallies with my dad. I love whacking the ball, giving it some welly. We still do it to this day, somewhere now in different places. So we occasionally might take it to France. And another memory, well, we still have this memory as well, that on the ferry where we went, we love the high winds out there, where it just goes crazy, and the wind just goes everywhere in your hair. It's a bit mad.
I was in my bedroom one day and I was listening to my music loud, and someone came in to complain. Why are you playing music so loud at this time in the morning?
What time was it? Was it 6? Was it 7? Was it still night time when you did this?
Oh no, it was 5 in the morning.
5 a.m?
Yes. So I was listening to Billy Idol.
Oh yeah. White Wedding, another one?
Yeah, that one. White Wedding!
It's a nice day for a white wedding!
Yes, okay.
Nice day to start again.
A show about school days.
This is it then, the last. Wake up to Wogan. For the first 12 years, it was the plain old Terry Wogan show and you were all twits.
So Terry, in my words, was an absolute magnificent broadcaster. His voice was just brilliant. And when he said that he was going to lead the breakfast show, I thought, oh, is it really the end? Is it really going to be over? And then when it came to him saying, I'm going to miss you, I thought, Terry, what are you doing? You're leaving. And then when he released his parody version of the Floral Dance in 1978, I think everyone admired this as a good joke. And then, blankety blank, yeah, I do remember him doing that and theme to that. Blankety blank, blankety blank. His children in need, with Tess Daly and him, raise whopping loads of stats of cash, and I always think of Terry as the greatest golf putter because he was good with golf as well. And what I obviously think of him as a broadcaster was the... That was a joy, it was a joy. He was, his warmth, his tones, they were just completely, utterly amazing. And I can't describe how many words I can put into this. We'll miss you, Terry, very dearly. And we'll always listen whenever we can. Thank you.
So, I'm going to miss you. Till we're together again. Thank you. For being my friend.
Carousel Radio.
Carousel Radio presents Fib or Fact. Some truths and some lies about
school days.
Welcome to Fib or Fact with a twist. Each member of the radio team will answer Fib or Fact to three statements each. But they must be quick as they have just 30 seconds to do it in. So Fran, we start with you. Are you ready for this?
I am.
And start the clock, please. In Japan, school caretakers are often small children. Is that a fact or a fib?
That's a fact.
It is a fact, yeah. In most Japanese schools, the pupils clean the schools. This is linked with Buddhist tradition. The actor Michael Caine joined his school drama class because he wanted to be an actor. A fact or a fib?
That's a fib.
Yes, it's a fib. It was because the prettiest girls also did drama class. The biggest school in the world has 10,000 pupils. A fact or a fib?
That's a fib.
Yeah, it's a fib. It's in China, and there's 32,000 pupils.
32,000!
Oh, Fran, you got three questions correct.
Yay.
Stuart, are you ready then?
I try my best.
Start the clock, please. It's possible to teach children over the radio. Is that a fact or a fib?
That is a fact.
Oh, it's a fact, yeah. In Australia, the School of the Air broadcasts lessons to pupils to live too far away to go to school. My goodness. In Brazil, school children go home before lunch. A fact or a fib?
Sometimes it's a fact for that one.
Yes, it is a fact, you're correct. They start school at 7 and go home at midday. The smallest school in the world has only 5 pupils in that. Is that a fact or a fib?
That will be a fact for that.
No, it's a fib. It's in Turin in Italy and it's just 1 pupil. So, Stuart, you got 2 answers correct. Dav, are you ready then?
Yes, I am.
Thank you, then start the clock, please. In Iceland, you can make your own clothes at school. Ooh. Fact or a fib?
It's a fact.
Oh, it's a fact. Pupils can take knitting lessons. What like grandma's? Fact or fib? In Germany, school children get loads of sweets on their first day at school.
Yes. Fact.
Oh, it's a fact. They get a massive cone that contains books, food and goodies. Wow. In Canada, there's a shortage of teachers, so the government have asked polar bears to teach in some schools. Is that a fact or a fib?
As a fib.
It is a fib, yes. That would be ridiculous.
I know all these
from games. Love it. So, David got 3 answers correct. So, Stuart, as the person with the lowest score, you have a forfeit. You have to return to your old score and get a detention for about a week.
So what?
So join us next time for another game of Fact or Fib.
Carousel Radio presents Fib or Fact. Some truths and some lies about.
This show is all about school days.
I am working on a Christmas show with Outlook House, June Marshall House and Brighton Vision. And it's called Alice in Outlook Land. And it's a really good show.
The story is of a young girl called Alice, and I am playing the Queen of Hearts. And it was based on a book by Lewis Carroll, which was written in 1865. He named it Alice's Adventures in Wonderland. In the story, a young girl called Alice falls through a rabbit hole into a fantasy world filled with amazing characters such as the Mad Hatter, Cheshire Cat, March Hare, Mock Turtle, Knave of Hearts, Bill the Lizard and the White Rabbit. In 1871, Lewis Carroll wrote a follow-up called Through the Looking Glass and What Alice Found There. This includes characters such as Jabberwocky, Humpty Dumpty and Tweedledum and Tweedledee. These stories have been turned into many movie versions. In Christmas 2016, the Outlook Foundation used Alice as their theme for their annual Christmas show. The cast is made up of people who live in Outlook House, Jean Marshall House and Brighton Vision. The show is directed by Phil Willett.
I'm Philip. I play a chef, one of the Blues Brothers, and I also wrote most of tonight's production. We did a show last couple of years, and then the first year I worked with these guys, it was like a variety show, and then the second year it was a panto. And we had requests from everybody involved in tonight's production about, it was equal numbers, some wanted to do a panto and some wanted to do a variety show. So I came up with the idea of merging the two together. So Alice has fallen into a wonderland where the Queen, played by our lovely Fran, is trying to organise her royal variety show. So the acts are auditioning in the centre of the play for the variety show. So we get the individual talent bits in, linked together with the traditional story of Alice in Wonderland.
I'm Chris, but call me Phil Collins. I'm the same Blues Brother, and I'm playing Cliff Richard, Sir Cliff Richard, Phil Collins, and I'm Harvey directing with Phil.
I'm Matthew Zeller. I'm a singer for this show, and become Joe Cocker and Phil Collins.
We are people that have got a learning disability, and the show is really, really, really good. We do the shows every year, so our parents can come and watch the Christmas show at the end of the year. They find it very good, very interesting, they do. And they join in with a finale song. And there's also stalls as well. And there's a raffle for charity. The money goes to the Outlook Foundation.
There are two charities, Children in Need, saving children from dying, and they need food and drink. And the Outlook Foundation charity has given me the best opportunity to go to Africa in the next couple of weeks so I can raise my money for my charity, Children in Need.
My favourite bit is probably when I sing Take That Shrine.
And my favourite thing is when I sing the voice of Phil Collins against all odds.
The best number one in the world is the Blues Brothers. What me and Phil are doing, because it's the best one ever.
It's got to be the surreal thing of dressing up as a letter and singing with a postbox return to sender.
And it's really good.
Yeah.
What do you hope for happen next year?
I would love to direct it with Philip. When he first joined us in the foundation, it's great to have me and Phil to direct it every year.
It's going to be interesting next year because Fran says she wants to take part in the writing of it and do a sort of Harry Potter spoof. So that could be quite interesting.
No,
well, we've got two topics, and so next year's show should be interesting.
I am King. You are?
I'm Alice.
Well, pleased to meet you. To meet you?
Nice.
the end of the show. Thank you to Outlook House once again for doing Alison Outlookland. Don't forget you can listen to our show or hear our show by downloading it, which you can get on podomatic.com or iTunes. Just to look for Carousel Radio.
Carousel Radio, made in Brighton, for Brighton, from Brighton.